Good morning.
It's a Tuesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, yesterday, President Donald Trump stood next to President Vladimir Putin of Russia and publicly challenged the conclusion of his own intelligence agencies that Moscow interfered in the 2016 presidential election. The reaction has been swift.
Well, David, it's beyond belief, beyond anything I've ever seen. We have seen again and again people who say that this guy's going to end up being compared with Benedict Arnold. And I think there may be something there. This may not be hyperbole. The idea that somehow he would be saying that everybody underneath him, his own Republican appointees, all of his national intelligence people, are wrong is just beyond the pole. And when you have people like Mitt Romney, who's running for the Senate, and even Mitch McConnell, of all people, and Speaker Ryan of the House of Representatives coming out full square, this is not good for him. It, of course, raises the question of what in the world they've got on them, because I've never seen anything like this. There doesn't seem to be a logical explanation of it. It just is extraordinary. He can tweet all he wants. He can say all he wants, but he really is right now in the worst shape of his presidency by far. And it would appear that by denying collusion, by saying, we're not colluding, we're not colluding, we're not colluding, and then going out, David, on the world stage and doing this, it's almost as if he's making the point himself that there has to be something. So, David, this is the worst I've ever seen for any American president. It is the major embarrassment of our times, I suspect. And even people like Chris Wallace trying to hand the indictments from Mueller to Putin, and Putin not accepting them and saying, you'll hear from me later. It defies anything that any of us could have ever thought we would see.
Does it have any impact on those that support the president?
Well, David, that's a very good point. You have a midterm elections coming up now. You better believe that the reason that so many of these Republicans are running for the hills right now is that they see this being used against them in these elections. And it's going to be hard for them, because even if they say, well, he was wrong in this case, he has now tainted every other relationship he has with them and all the other things that he has done. So, yes, I think that there are major implications here. If the Democrats are playing it the way I suspect they will, they're not going to let their opponents off the hook because they say that Trump was wrong in just this case.
You often talk about the need for Republicans to stand up to the president. Do we see any more courageous Republicans standing up to the president beyond this?
Well, David, I don't think at this stage of the game it's courageous for anybody but doing what they're doing. I think it's just plain old self-preservation. And that while some people will certainly describe it as being courageous, it is the first major break that the Republicans, who are worrying, as you're alluding to this, that if they cross Trump, the pro-Trump Republicans will be furious. There seems to be a common stance here among Republicans and everybody else that this is just one step too far.
The fundraising dollar amounts were released yesterday in the race for governor on the Democratic side, and that's Governor Cuomo and his challenger, Cynthia Nixon, who's raised $500,000 over the last month. That's compared to more than $6 million raised by Governor Cuomo in the first half of the year, and he now has $31.1 million on hand.
Well, yes, and some of that money certainly comes from very suspicious places. In fact, it's being suggested that Cuomo give some of the money back, especially that money that has been tainted by those people who are trying, according to the guilty verdict, to buy influence in the Buffalo Billion case. You know, Cuomo's father used to say when he was running against Lou Lehrman, I remember it as if it were yesterday, and Lou Lehrman, of course, had tremendous amount of money. And Cuomo was very funny and very sharp about all of it. He said, every time you see a commercial for the Republicans, a light should go on that basically suggests that this is money that is coming to buy an election. And Cuomo now risks that himself. Of course, he's in terrible shape right now. The best thing he has going for him is Trump, who has sucked all of the light out of the room, especially now. But, you know, this is a heck of a disclosure that he has all of that money and that he's being asked to give some of it back because he's gotten it in pay-to-play ways. Nobody has said that he did anything wrong, but certainly his campaign is under deep suspicion, based on the kinds of things that we have seen from the Joe Prococos and the Todd Howes and the Elaine Calieros is up until this moment. It all came out in that trial.